Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed them. Hearing this statement from the gospel, it kind of sounds like Jesus is trying to escape the large crowds and the sick people. But on the contrary, do you remember the gospel reading from yesterday? It said, Jesus had just healed the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath. So the Herodians and the Pharisees wanted to destroy Jesus. That's why Jesus withdrew towards the sea to escape them. The story goes on to mention that people from several different towns followed him to be healed. These towns were up to 100 miles away. These people traveled on foot to reach Jesus. How many times that we complain to drive 20, 30 minutes to get to Mass when these people walked for hundreds of miles? They were from the areas of Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, Tyre, and so on. What is the importance of all these different towns? You see, the first week of January, myself and my classmates, the deacon class of the seminary, we visited the Holy Land. And we were literally in several of these cities. And I must tell you, it was truly, truly an amazing experience. So this story made me look at the geography of the area of these towns and where they were located. So Jesus said he walked towards the sea. The sea he is talking about is Galilee. We were literally there on the Sea of Galilee. Well, if you look at the map, all these different towns mentioned are either north, south, east, or west of the Sea of Galilee. So Jesus is showing us today that his message of love will be carried to all ends of the world, not just that region. So he goes on to say, when the unclean spirits saw Jesus, they fell down before him. Out of respect for Jesus and because of Jesus' authority over them, they fell down before Jesus. When was the last time we fell down before Jesus in the Eucharist? The unclean spirit shouted, "You are the Son of God." And Jesus warned them sternly not to make him known. You see, the unclean spirits knew who Jesus was. He was the Son of God. Because the unclean spirits are supernatural beings. They can actually see beyond the reality and the realm of what we can see. Are we ready to believe? Are we ready to believe and fall down before Jesus in the Eucharist? And are we ready to say, like the responsorial says today, "Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will." It continues and says, "To do your will is my delight, and your law is within my heart." What is this God? What is this law God has put in our hearts? The law is the law of the Ten Commandments. This law leads us to love, to do charity, to know truth, and to serve our neighbors in justice. Let us go forth today with Jesus in our hearts from the Eucharist to live out the law of love, charity, and justice in our lives. And let us listen to the prayer. Let us listen and pray the prayer from the end of the responsorial psalm of today. May all who seek you, Lord, exult and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation say forever, the Lord be glorified.